Here's what's coming up on the show.
We really try to focus around like more authentic female pleasure videos, but we have a wide range. You know, women search for rough sex. We search for gangbangs. We search for lesbian porn. We love all of that. You know, we've gotten a lot of cuckolding requests also. So we're adding a bunch of that content to the site, you know, within the next month, which I'm super pumped about.
Okay, wait, hold up. So you're adding some cuck videos? Oh, you know I'm going to be interested in this. You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to venuscuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me, listen to the private podcast, and even get access to my secret Snapchat group where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Venus. Thanks for checking it out today. This is so awesome. I have Lily Sparks. She's joining me on the show. She's the founder and CEO of XOAfterglow.com, which, if you haven't heard about it yet, is porn made by, get this, made by women and for everyone. So some of you, actually many of you, have probably listened to my cuck porn video reviews on this show, and you already know that my quest to find cuck porn that works for women, that turns us on, that we really love, that quest has been, how do I say this? What would be the right word? Challenging? Yes. Disappointing? Yes. Brutal? Sadly, yes. So I was so excited to learn about Lily's website, Afterglow, because I was like, finally! I have talked a little bit about it on some previous shows where I've watched some videos that I really, really liked on there. But since recording this episode, she has added some new actual cuckolding / hotwifing porn videos on XOAfterglow.com. So that's new. So you definitely want to check that out. You go to XOAfterglow.com, and actually you can use the code Venus to get a free trial if you just want to check it out and see if you like it. The link for that is going to be in the show notes for today. All right, just a few announcements before we get into it today. The first, I'm going to be teaming up with Doc Chocolate on GTFO Radio. We're going to do a live show that is Tuesday, October 17th at noon Pacific time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check it out. It's going to be a ton of fun. The link is in the show notes for today. And then, of course, it's Locktober right now. And if you don't know what that means, it means there's a lot of people practicing chastity for the month of October. And I am currently key holding for one of my helpful cucks. His name is Ryan, and it is a lot of fun. So if anyone is interested in learning more about chastity, make sure that you check out the book Locked in Love. It's by Key Barrett. He's been on this show before to talk about chastity, talk about his book and his experience with it. And oh my God, this is required reading. If any couples out there, singles, couples, whatever, are, you know, curious to learn about chastity, this is the book for you, Locked in Love. There'll be a, of course, a link to the book in the show notes for today. Last but not least. Oh no, wait, there's two more. So there's a new Cuck View episode. This is the new talk show with myself and Cuck Next Door. There's a new episode that's out now. You can listen to it on the private podcast at venuscuckoldress.com or on Apple Podcast subscriptions. And in this one was fucking so much fun. We were talking about cuck dreams. Yes. What do cucks dream about when they have cuckolding dreams? And we also talked about erotic massages, 2024 cuckolding goals, and big titties. So make sure that you check that out. There'll be a link to that in the show notes as well. And last but not least, I just want to give a big shout out to my badass slut sister Scarlett. She's celebrating a birthday this month. So I wish I was there to celebrate it with you, Scarlett. I hope you have an incredible birthday. I know you will. And I hope it's the best one ever. Okay, that is all the announcements that I have. Let's jump into our show. Are you ready? Here we go. I am so excited for this show. I have with me Lily Sparks, who is the CEO and founder of XOAfterglow.com. And this is going to be amazing. Welcome to the show, Lily. Say hello to all the listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Okay, so I have been, I don't know if you've listened to my show before, but like I think it was like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I asked my listeners to send me links to their favorite cuck porn videos because I had never seen one that I really liked. So I was convinced that there must be these like really amazing videos out there that I just haven't found yet. And so I got this barrage of links from mainly guys. I don't think I actually got any from women, maybe one, mostly from guys. And they were like, this is the best video. This is the best. This is my favorite. This is my all time favorite and my go-to. And so I was all excited and I was like, okay, I'm going to review these as I'm watching them for the first time and record it and have it on the show. So these are my cuck porn reviews. And Lily, it has been awful.
It's so hard to find good porn. Like, you know, with like rule 34, which is like, you know, anything that exists, there's a porn of it. Like, this is why I started Afterglow, is because I'm like, there's so much porn out there. How come none of it is the kind of porn that I want to watch?
Yes. Okay, the first one, oh God, I just ripped into each one of them. I was like, this is so bad. This is so bad. And almost comical, like it was so bad. And then as I was going along and I was doing more of these, I was like, maybe there really aren't any that I like out there. And I was trying, like, I know that everybody has different things that turn them on, but I was really starting to think, well, maybe these videos are mainly made by men for male consumption, for the male fantasy when it comes to cuckolding. And I'm like, maybe that's the missing link, is that we don't have anything for women that presses the buttons for women. Yeah. So when I came across your site, I was so, no, really, I was so fucking excited. I was like, oh my God, finally. So... So before I get, you know, off on a tangent and tell you how much I love your site, why don't you tell everybody who's listening, what is Afterglow?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do. And it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. and you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com.
So Afterglow is porn by women for everybody. We are an ethical porn platform that has a range of content that is super hot. But our mission is to help people have better sex lives. So we really try to make porn you can learn from and porn that helps make your sex life better. So, you know, that can mean anything from watching a video where, you know, there's somebody that looks like you represented to, we have a whole category of films called eduporn that are educational, like explicitly educational, but still hot enough to masturbate to.
And so are all of the videos on there made by women?
So not all of them are made by women, but they are all focused on female pleasure. Like that's one thing that's really important to us is that the women in the videos are like having a good time. It's something that feels kind of a little more real and authentic than like the typical tropes that you see on Pornhub and on all of the mainstream porn sites.
Yeah.
A lot of the films are made by women. Some of them are like Afterglow originals that we've produced. We have like an awesome team of women that we work with. And then we also license films from a number of different ethical sources.
I'm genuinely curious to know, and I don't know if you could tell me this, but for the people who consume the content that's on your site, is it mainly women or is it like a 50-50 split or like, do you have that information? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's about 60 to 65% women. So Pornhub is like 30% women. That's like people think that women don't watch porn, but they do. And so Pornhub's about 30%. We're about 60, 65%. We have a lot of men that love us too. And it's like, you know, our mission is to help people have better sex. And, you know, that takes two people to really make that happen.
Yeah. That's amazing. 30%. I'm surprised that it's that high. With cuckold porn, I don't think it would be that high. I don't think that many women are watching cuckold porn. I could be wrong. Who the fuck knows? But that's just my guess based on my own experiences. But I do watch porn. I watch. Sometimes I don't even get through the category or the flipping through the screen. Like, cause like I use a vibrator and I can get off in less than a minute. Like it does not take very long. So a lot of the times I don't even get to watch anything. I'm just looking through the tiles and just being like, okay.
I love like GIFs. I don't know. Like I used to be like a Tumblr porn person where it was just like the GIFs. Cause then like when you saw something you liked, you could kind of like roll with that for a little bit. Like I really enjoyed that.
Oh yeah. And then somebody was talking about audio porn and stuff. And I was like, ooh, that'd be super fucking sexy and hot. But I love the fact that what you create is focused on female pleasure. Oh, mm-hmm. Yay. Yeah. Thank you. And a great example of that is when I joined, one of the first videos that I watched was one on sensual erotic massage. Mm-hmm. And Lily, I was so fucking excited for this because like I had never come across a video about that before. And this is something I have experience with. I have had the pleasure of receiving a sensual erotic massage, which by the way, ladies, if there are any listening, because it's mostly fellas listening to my show, but ladies or fellas, let me tell you, oh my God, sensual massage. Oh my God. So amazing. So when I saw this video, I was like, oh my God. Yay. This is really going to press the buttons for me and turn me on because this is super hot for me. And so I started watching it and I was like, oh, this is so good because it's not just a sensual massage. It is, he's basically like learning how to do it as he's doing it. And so, guys, watch this video because you can learn how to do this. It was so fucking hot. I just love that video. So I love the fact that you have these things that I've never seen anywhere before. That's so awesome. On your website, it says there was a stat there that I was like, holy shit. Is it true that 60% of women are dissatisfied with their sex life?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, you know, you and I are kind of like in the sex positive space and we're so open that like I forget what most people are like or like where kind of most people are at. And it's funny because the reason I started Afterglow was I was in a relationship with my high school sweetheart from age 15 to 30. And I didn't orgasm until I was 24 because we were each other's first and only partners. And like, you know, I'd watched porn and like porn turned me on, but it didn't help me like figure out what to do in my real sex life. It didn't help me figure out like, I think most men have like, they have a masturbation routine. They have touched themselves. They know exactly how everything works. And I think like, growing up is a little bit different for a number of women, myself included, where like you're not, you like don't figure it out by yourself as easily.
Yeah.
And so it took me like getting divorced to go through that process of really like understanding my body and pleasure and how I wanted to be touched and like experimenting with different partners and myself and all these different things. And so I really just wanted to make that process easier for other women, whether they're single or in a relationship. And so that was kind of the genesis of Afterglow.
Oh my God. Younger women have it so good today. Honestly, there's so many resources. I wish I had that before. All I had was Dan Savage's column, Savage Love.
Yeah.
And that was mind-blowing, but I was the same as you. I was with my high school sweetheart for 13 years, and sex was great, but I didn't actually have an orgasm from PIV sex until I was in my 30s, and still it's very, very rare. So
yeah,
I feel like maybe that's like right around the age of 30 is when women kind of start to feel more confident or comfortable with themselves to kind of open their mind towards sexuality and diversity within that. I don't know. I think there are stats on that. I think I was talking to Dr. Justin Lay Miller and he was talking about that, or maybe it was Dr. David Lay. I don't know. But there is a thing that like women do around that age become more open-minded when it comes to sex, so which is fascinating to me. But 60% are dissatisfied with their sex life.
It's really sad. Like, it's that, like, I think that sexual wellness and like having a great sex life is as important as like our mental health in terms of like our success in our relationships. And you know, for most people, it's you invest so much in all these other areas of your life, but then you don't invest in having an amazing sex life and the communication around that. And it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yes. There's so many barriers for women to embrace their sexuality. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that. But first, I want to kind of give the listeners an idea of, and especially for the guys, because this might be a little eye-opening, what are some of the some examples of the different kinds of videos that you have on your site?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code Top Tier 2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
Yes. So we have regular porn of all categories, and we really try to steer away from kind of typical tropes like, you know, we don't have step siblings, we don't have teens, like we don't have the kind of stuff that you would see on a mainstream site. We really try to focus around like more authentic female pleasure videos, but we have a wide range. You know, women search for rough sex, we search for gangbangs, we search for lesbian porn. We love all of that. You know, we've gotten a lot of cuckolding requests also. So we're adding a bunch of that content to the site, you know, within the next month, which I'm super pumped about.
Okay, wait, hold up. So you're adding some cuck videos? Oh, you know I'm going to be interested in this.
Yeah. I really like them. They're not, you know, a lot of the videos that like kind of same process as you were talking about at the beginning, like I was trying to find good ones and there was just so much like humiliation and so much of like, it was just, they were so ridiculous to watch. Like they were not believable at all. And, you know, the people that I've spoken to are like, you know, they love seeing the woman experience pleasure and enjoy pleasure from another man. And so that was really what I was looking for in the videos that are coming to the site soon.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see them. Yeah, the usual script in mainstream cuck porn is the hardcore degradation, humiliation. He's naked, he's on his hands and knees with a collar and a leash, and she's like, you know, hurling insults and stuff, which I get it. That turns a lot of buttons for guys, like, because that is part of, I think, mentally a lot of what the turn on is for some guys who are into cuckolding. But like, it gets a bit boring after a while. You're like, really? Are we going to keep doing this exact same storyline?
Exactly.
Every single video. It's like they only know how to portray cuckolding in that one lens.
Exactly.
That's it. So it'll be really nice to be able to focus on female pleasure within the cuckolding scene, like what you're talking about. For myself, I would love to find some cuck porn videos that show a lot more of the, I guess, the thought process I'm feeling of the cuck. I'd never really get that, like, because it's all mostly on like watching her, right? And this is very much from the male gaze, like watching her. But for women, like, we surprisingly really enjoy looking at our partner while we're with somebody else. You don't really get that view. You might get like a little glimpse of it, but you don't really get anything of depth. And
yeah, so that's the important, like, that mutual, like, it's a turn on for both parties, and like that's what's really special.
Exactly. And so a lot of people really focus on like, oh, the sex that she's having with this other dude, when really you're missing half of what's really turning her on, which is like these kind of like brainwaves, emotional brainwaves going, you know, between her and her partner. Which is super hot and sexy, which I never see. But like, people ask me all the time, like, where are good videos? And I'm up until like I found your website, I was like, I don't know if they exist. Like, there's a lot of really good like amateur videos out there, but still, it's all filmed from the male gaze, and I'm just like, I've seen this 14,000 times. Like, I want to see it from her perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant about cuck porn, but I'm really excited about that you're going to be adding that into it. Good for you that you found some good stuff, because like, it's not easy.
Yeah. So we have the kind of range of porn, and then we have this really cool category called eduporn, which is, we have topics ranging from like how to have sex after pregnancy to like how to have sex with a disability to how to hook up, how to have sex outdoors. We have an amazing, like, how to give a great blowjob. like all these kind of topics that you know, even if you give blowjobs all the time, like it's always great to just like see it. And then it's like, okay, cool. Now I can learn how to do that thing that I see in the video.
Yes. I saw that you have an article about how to give an amazing blowjob. And in there, I think it was something like Deep Throat 101. I'm like, oh, fuck yes. This is so awesome. And I think it said something like, you're not born with deep throat skills. These are things you have to learn. And I'm like, damn, yeah. Right.
And you're not, like, that's the thing with all of sex. It's like society kind of expects us to just like, oh, like you meet someone, you're just like magically supposed to know what to do and it's supposed to be perfect. And there's like all these expectations around it. And I think like what we really try to do with the site is like break that down a little bit and say like, no, these are skills that you know, somebody has to teach you. Like somebody has to learn when you like talk to people and their experiences. It's like, oh, I had this really amazing partner that like, you know, showed me what they wanted and took the time and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, we're trying to be a conduit to that.
I can definitely see how this would help couples rekindle their sex life or improve upon
or try something new. Yeah.
But that requires like a real deep level of communication, a very kind of intimate level of communication. Does your site help couples with that?
And that's why it's a porn site first, is because I think people are more comfortable with porn. Like, because it's something that so many of us do, it's easier to be like, hey, honey, let's watch this video together and be like, oh, like that looks really great. That looks really great. Why don't we try that? So I really think that that's why it's a porn site that also helps people have great sex, is because that makes that communication easier.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Why should single guys watch the porn on your website? What would be the benefit for them other than just watching videos?
Yeah. And I think it's always like, no matter your gender, you can always be, it's always good to like switch up your routine a little bit. Like we get into, I do it. Like I get into like a pattern with my masturbation and it's like, I know what works. I'm always doing the same thing. And, you know, we have some things on there that like, we have some kind of guided experiences that help you go a little bit deeper. Like, you know, edging, like taking your time, like trying something new. I think it's just always good to experiment with your pleasure and try something a little bit different and see if you like it.
I agree. I think there's a really big difference between what you offer on your site versus what you would consume on a mainstream porn site. A really big difference. And the difference is variety. And for me, what I noticed on your site was these experiences seem to be very genuine. And that is like super important to me as a woman, because like when I watch porn on mainstream sites and you hear her like, and I'm like, that is fake as shit. Like, I cannot listen to that. I can't get into it. Like, I'm looking at you going like, I feel like I'm really watching someone acting. And it's just
my personal pet peeve is like the eyes rolling back thing. And it's like that happens in normal sex, but like you can just tell when they're like hamming it up and like it's
I can't stand it. I don't know. Yeah. I think this is something as women we pick up on maybe more than guys, because it doesn't seem to bother the guys, I don't think, too much when they're watching it. So I think that's great advice for single guys, to experiment with different types of porn on your site, and that being very beneficial. Okay, so do you have like other kinky content on your website?
We do. We do have kinky content. We have some of my favorite kinky content is from Jet Setting Jasmine at Royal Fetish Films, who is a porn producer as well as a psychologist or therapist. I'm not sure exactly the designation, but she is like total girl boss. Like her and her partner King do this really fun BDSM stuff. We have other kinky content as well, but she's just a really awesome kind of producer in that space that I love.
That must be really helpful for women who have never kind of dipped their toes in the kink world, but to be able to actually watch an actual couple do it.
Yeah. And we also have a lot of behind the scenes content where you can see the performers talking about the film that they're in and like, why were they interested in doing this film? And like, what is it like being a performer? And I think for people that aren't maybe as sex positive, like that's really helps them open up in their own sexuality too, by being like, oh, this person's a normal person who like has these other facets of their life. And it really just like brings a new perspective on porn and porn performers and, you know, the ethics behind it.
It humanizes them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I wanted to ask you about. So on your website, you say that it's ethical porn. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So what I mean by that is porn where the people who make it like care about the impact that they're making on the world. So there's kind of the mainstream porn. Like a lot of times it's, you know, the narrative that women are being exploited and trafficked is like very overblown in terms of like how often that actually happens. Like it's a very small thing and it sucks and it happens. Like every industry has bad actors and like that should be like regulated and taken down. But for the most part, you know, mainstream sites, like they're about making money. They're a capitalist industry, just like every other, just like, you know, McDonald's and all the other places that we frequent every day. They're in it to just like maximize revenue, keep you on the site as long as possible. Like that's what they're there for. And so ethical porn is saying like, you know, it's kind of like organic foods or something like that. It's like, okay, like we don't just care about money. We care about treating people well behind the scenes. So on Afterglow Films, you know, all the performers will always know like exactly what sex acts they're expected to perform before they get there. They know what the script is. They know who they're going to be performing with. There's not any surprises on set. They're always able to stop filming and take a break on set. And, you know, we just try to treat people how we want to be treated and pay them fairly. And we think that ends up with a better product for our customers as well.
That's so amazing. I love that. And do you find that your audience really appreciates that part of it? Like, I would assume that this is a big reason why that they are consuming the content that's on your website.
Yeah. I think a lot of people go to a mainstream site and it's like, they feel icky.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's this thing that you like don't want to admit that you've done. And then, you know, you close your computer, you push it away. And, you know, Afterglow, we're really trying to, like, we have little stickers that say porn is good for you. And we really believe that porn can be this really amazing part of your sex life. And that's the experience that we create on our site.
Yeah, post nut regret. That's what it's called, right?
Exactly.
With Afterglow, you can have post nut celebration.
That's literally why I named it Afterglow. Like that's what we're going for.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have a friend. Her name is Anne, and she talks about that glow that she has after she has sex, and she calls it the post fuck glow. So I was wondering if that's where Afterglow came from. That's funny.
So.
Just keeping in mind that, like, the audience for this show is really into cuckolding, obviously, or curious about it. And a lot of these guys who are listening are married and they've either not brought it up with their wife or that they're fantasizing about this, or they have and it's gone maybe not so well, or she's real hesitant to actually go and do this for real. Like, this is very, very common, and there's so many reasons why women would hesitate to sleep with a bunch of other dudes. outside of their marriage. Even though they have the support of their husband, there's so many reasons. But a couple of the big reasons that I have found that these women have is shame, shame of feeling dirty and slutty, and feeling like they don't have the might not have the confidence and the skills, because they've probably been with their husband for a long time. They know how to have sex and please him, but they
it's scary to think about going out there and having sex with somebody else.
Yeah. And to have someone watching you too. And yeah. it's like, oh fuck, that's a lot of pressure. But yeah, just maybe feeling like she may not have the skills to be able to pull this off. And these are two things that women don't really communicate to their partner about, that they're feeling. So yeah. I can see how Afterglow would be a great tool in addressing those two things. So how would you say, like, these guys can use your website to help their wife with these two issues?
Yeah. You know, I definitely think a lot of it is just about like an overall sexual confidence level that a lot of women don't have. And even me, like when I got divorced, like I thought I was going to be out there, like, you know, sleeping with all these guys, like having all this fun. And then I like when I actually was free to do it, I realized like I was kind of picky and I didn't want to actually sleep with that many people. And I was like, oh, crap, like this sucks. But I think, you know, like I think that sexual confidence is big, and we have a lot of really awesome exercises for women around like building that confidence. But I think it's like it's a hard thing to do, you know? It's a hard thing to have that confidence. And I think it's good to, you know, have conversations about what makes things feel like safer and better, you know, is it, and I think that's really different for everybody. Like some people, you know, prefer like, oh, is it an anonymous person? Yeah. Like, does that feel more safe, or does it feel more safe when it's somebody like that there's more trust with, you know? And like, I think exploring the kind of psychology behind it, which some people just aren't ready for it too at the same time. And sometimes you just, unfortunately, can't force things.
Yes. So cuckolding is not for every woman, that's for sure. It is definitely for some of them only. But I can definitely see how your website will be great at letting her invest in her own self-confidence and skills, the skills going along with the self-confidence. But I can definitely see how that would help. And that's something that I say to guys, like, you know, you can't expect her to just jump in the bed with somebody else like that. There's safety things. There's a lot of things that we're thinking about. But I really do believe that you have to invest in your wife's self-confidence and her sexual pleasure. And those are investments that you need to work on before you can just expect her to like fulfill this fantasy for you. Though she needs some buy-in, and without that, she's like, why? Why?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many different things of like, you know, I think it's good just like ask a lot of questions. It's like, okay, well, are you comfortable going to like, would somebody be comfortable going to like see other people have sex, even if they're not doing it? Like, that's already one thing that can be out of a lot of people's comfort zone.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, well, you know, would you go to like a thing where maybe it's just us having sex, but there's other people around? Like, then that's like another level of comfort zone. And it's like, and everybody's at different places on that spectrum.
Yes, absolutely.
And just doing anything that's like, especially when you've been in a relationship, like I feel like the longer you've been in a relationship, it can be like even harder to introduce those new things and those new experiences, but can also be super rewarding.
Even people who are in kinky relationships already, it can be terrifying for the partner to bring it up to their partner and say, like, I'm really looking, you know, I'm fantasizing about cuckolding. And I'm like, why? I don't understand. But there's like a real, it's difficult. It's a really difficult place for some people to go, even when they're kinky. So for vanilla folks, I'm sure that it's even harder. I love your website. I think this is so, so, so needed. And I really do think that this is going to benefit a lot of women out there and men and everyone in between, all the rest.
We just need more sex in the – we just need more good sex in the world. Like, that is what I love creating with Afterglow.
Last question. Because you are in this sexuality space and because you're offering what you're offering, are you afraid or do you have challenges with your things getting canceled, discontinued, like pages shut down? Like, what is the deal with that?
All the time. We've had our Instagram shut down twice. I've been kicked off of LinkedIn. I'm currently banned from Zoom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, it's the stigma against sexual content is just really, really ingrained. And it's like, it's crazy because everything I'm doing is like 100% legal.
Yeah.
But there's still just such of a suppression, like acts of like access to talk about porn in any place, in any platform, you know, even when what you're doing is like, yeah, people are just scared to talk about sex. They're just scared.
They're scared to even hear the word. On your website, You have a little video where you're explaining what Afterglow is. And there were so many words bleeped out in there. Is every time you said sex, every time you said porn, it was like bleep, bleep, bleep. Yeah. And I'm like, we can't even say these words. This is so weird.
Because we also have been kicked off. Like, we've also been kicked off Vimeo. We've been kicked off everything. And so we're so careful with what we do. Anybody in this space has had these experiences. Yeah. And it's like, even just when we're trying to educate, like, you can't. That's why we're all scared to talk about it. It's like a self-perpetuating thing.
Oh, fuck. It's so frustrating. It's definitely happened to me, too. I did post something on Instagram about Afterglow, and it got flagged and
I'm sorry.
But I was not surprised. I mean, I have posted the most tame shit on Instagram before and it got flagged. I'm like, what the fuck for? And I sent this back to them and said, no, like, this is not, you should, and they were like, no, it needs to come down. I'm like, what the fuck? It's so frustrating. Okay, so before I let you go, I want, if you wouldn't mind, just explain to our listeners, like, the subscription, how people can sign up for Afterglow, and where they can find more information about this.
Yeah, so xoafterglow.com is our website. And for all of your listeners, they can use the code VENUS to sign up for a free 7-day trial if they just want to check it out and see the content and see if it's for them. So I definitely, definitely recommend that. We have a lot of really cool, even, you know, blog articles around how to watch porn with your partner and for people who are looking for more educational stuff. So I really encourage everybody to check that out. We're also on Instagram at xoafterglow with 2 W's because we got the first one shut down. And, you know, if you have any feedback on the site, you know, I really pay close attention to all of the contact information and stuff like that. So, would love for your listeners to check it out. Would love to hear what they think and what they want more of.
And I'm so excited to see this cuckolding content that you're going to be having on Afterglow. So there's that coming up too. Okay, that's so awesome. Thanks for including the code VENUS for a free trial. I'm sure everybody's going to love that. I'm going to include that information and all of the links in the show notes for today's show. Lily, thank you so much for joining me on the show. This has been so fun.
It has been so fun. Thank you so much for having me.
That's going to be it for today's episode. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can ask a question for the show. You can book a private chat with me, and you can also join the helpful cuck tier. I admit, I did send a very juicy little video to my helpful cucks in the private Snapchat group. So if you want to join the helpful cuck supporter tier. Go to venuscuckoldgist.com. Click on the tab that says the Queen's Quarters. All right, that's going to be it for today. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.